Spring is in bloom, and so are casino thrills at BetMGM Casino. Play your favorite games like blackjack and roulette with a live dealer. Or check out our exclusive slots like MGM Grand Millions and The Wizard of Oz Over the Rainbow, only available at BetMGM Casino. Spin on spectacular slot favorites like Cash Eruption, 88 Fortunes, Mystery of the Lamp, Rake and Bacon, Cash Machine, Flintstones, and Squid Game from anywhere. Whether you're taking a walk or waiting for your train to come, you can enjoy the thrills of BetMGM Casino right from the palm of your hand. Download the BetMGM Casino app today and get a piece of the action. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. BetMGM.com for full terms. Games may vary by state. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Last night as well, a deportation flight was chartered to Georgia. You would have seen this news, I'm sure. 39 people on board having had their asylum application denied here in Ireland. The Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, was on News Talk Breakfast this morning explaining why he believes these flights are necessary.
I can understand how it must have been upsetting for the children and indeed their parents, but the reason it's upsetting is because parents put their children in that position. Like, they had applied for international protection. They got a hearing, the application. There was the appeal. Their applications were refused. There have to be consequences. If there aren't any consequences, it simply means that there's no difference between being granted asylum and not being granted asylum, because at the end of the day, everyone's allowed to stay. They were refused international protection. And listen, it's a tough and it's an unpleasant duty, but it is my duty under legislation to ensure that the international protection laws are enforced. I don't get any pleasure out of doing it, but sure, I am going to do it to ensure that the system operates effectively.
That was Jim O'Callaghan speaking to Shane Coleman on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Michael McNamara is an independent MEP for Ireland South, a former TD as well from County Clare. Michael, you're very welcome to the show. I know you've been posting a little bit about this on social media, and you're struck by the predominance of flights to Georgia in particular when it comes to these deportations. Is that right?
Well, to date it's been Georgia in particular. I mean, that may change, of course, but I mean, to date it's been Georgia in particular. But the issue is that, as I see it, that a large number of Georgians are working. Georgia's country going through a particular economic difficulties. I think they're unlikely to change in the near future. And a large proportion of people come here to work. That's anecdotally what my experience has been. If you meet Georgians, any Georgians I've worked as a barrister, if you encounter Georgians in the legal system. But I think it's the general feeling is that a lot of Georgians come here and they work predominantly in the construction sector. Now, the minister rightly focused on, or rather focused a lot on the asylum system. But the reality is that you have to come through the asylum system if you want to work in construction from Georgia or from anywhere else. And a lot of them do come to work in construction. Maybe some in the childcare system. Mm. Again, even the childcare system. Well, because you can't get, it might surprise listeners to know, but you can't get work permits to come here to work in construction. You can't get work permits to come here in childcare, notwithstanding the fact that there appear to be labour shortages in the childcare system. There appear to be labour shortages in the construction system, and a large number of Georgians work in those areas. So why that is, that's a question maybe for the government. I mean, I think, yes, we absolutely need deportations. Yes, the minister's reforms, when he's talking about speeding up the asylum system, is absolutely crucial and essential. I don't agree with taking away the right to an oral appeal. I think it's going to be counterproductive. But we do need a cohesive immigration system, one that acknowledges why people come here. And I think some people come here to claim asylum, of course, come here because they've been persecuted and they have a fear of persecution. The majority, I think, come here to work. And I don't think that we take adequate notice of that in our immigration system. And we don't, in particular, where there are shortages in particular areas, the government doesn't seem to be responsive to that. So you have work, you have jobs available, people hear that, people come to do that. They can't come legally, and the difficulty is that, yes, you know, we should have a system whereby you come legally or you don't come at all, and if you come, if you don't come through legal channels, you don't come with a work permit, then there's no possibility of getting one.
You know, can you get one once here? Could you come from Georgia on a holiday visa and then apply for a work permit to remain here on foot of working in the construction industry?
You can't get a work permit for the construction industry.
You just can't get one, whether you're applying in advance or whether you're here. You just can't.
It seems that the state have determined that there isn't a shortage of workers available to the construction industry, and there isn't a shortage of workers available to the childcare sector. They're just two examples.
Yeah.
I mean, there are certain sectors where you can get work permits, certain sectors you can't. But, I mean, notwithstanding that, a lot of people in the construction sector are having difficulty getting, in particular, I suppose, labourers at the lower end of the skill set, at the lower end of the pay scale. In a country with a close to full employment as we have in Ireland, it's obviously going to be more difficult to recruit in those sectors. And that's where Georgians are,
and
unfortunately for them, but fortunately maybe for the Irish economy, willing to work. And, I mean,
what's your understanding? Sorry, Michael. What's your understanding of the means of travel? Are Georgians? Are they arriving through Dublin Airport predominantly, or, and just claiming then, like, on a holiday visa and claiming asylum, or how did they get here?
I don't know. I mean, I'd be surprised if the Irish authorities are issuing large numbers of holiday visas to Georgians.
Yeah, I don't think they are. And why I ask is because I suspect the answer is the North, is it?
Well, I don't know, but I think they're coming through Northern Ireland. I mean, that's how most people enter Ireland, particularly if they're visa required. If you're from a country that requires a visa to come to the Republic of Ireland but doesn't require a visa to go to the United Kingdom, and my understanding is the Georgians don't need a visa for a holiday visa
for the UK,
for the United Kingdom, then they could go to the UK and come across the border. They can't lawfully enter Ireland without a visa because it's a visa required country. So then if they do want to work here, they're forced into claiming asylum, and that means then that the Irish state has to undergo the expense of processing their asylum claim, but even more so the bigger expense of accommodating them and going through all of that rigmarole. If it is people who want to work, and if there is work for them, then I think we need to take a look at how we're using the state resources, because, you know, we can't have a situation where you have more and more and more people being accommodated in an asylum system. That's why the minister's trying to speed it up. I support that. But equally, we need to look at providing alternative pathways for people where there is work that needs to be done. In particular, you know, we do have a huge shortage of housing. That's, I suppose, part of, I understand there was a big, that was part of what the big protest in Dublin was about, this link between immigration and housing. And there is one. Clearly, if you have more people in the country and you don't have more houses, you have a problem. It's not rocket science. But where you have people who are actually building houses and involved in the construction sector, it seems a little bit short-sighted.
It seems slightly perverse, actually, to be deporting people who are quite possibly building the houses we need, if indeed that's happened.
I'm not saying that all of the 34 adults on that flight were involved in the construction sector, but I am saying that a lot of Georgians are. Equally, you know, you can't label any country and say that they're all construction workers, but at the same time, people from particular backgrounds end up often in particular employment fields. That happened to the Irish, they went to America and Britain. A lot of them ended up in construction. A disproportionate amount, I would imagine, ended up in the police services in New York. That's just how it goes. People from certain backgrounds congregate into certain employment areas.
Can I ask you about the reforms that Jim O'Callaghan also announced this week? And we spoke to him about it. So the process is going to be speeded up, certainly on paper. That's the aim. The process will be speeded up. Whether that happens, we'll have to wait and see. But he has removed this an oral hearing for the appeal. So you come here, you apply for asylum, you get turned down. You're entitled to appeal. You still have an entitlement to appeal at the moment. That's an oral hearing, and it takes some time. And he has removed that, so it's just a kind of a review of documents, as it were, kind of a glorified review of documentation. What is your opposition to the removal? You said you that might be counterproductive, is the language you used a few minutes ago. Why?
Well, because, you have a first instance process where essentially an employee of the minister makes a determination, and then you have a full right of appeal. Now, these initial determinations used to be challenged in the courts. Obviously, once you go to the courts, it takes a certain amount of time, and in particular, I suppose Irish courts tend to be slower because the Irish courts are less resourced than courts in other countries per capita. These decisions, the first instance decisions, were challenged. Then the court determined, well, look, you have a full right of appeal, a full proper appeal. So any infirmity, any failure in that first decision can be cured with an appeal. So you don't have to go to the courts. You don't have to take that expense, that time, etc. You just have your appeal and whatever problems there were will be cured. If you no longer have that appeal, well, then people are going to challenge. And invariably, there's question marks around if you're an employee of the minister, how independent are you? That's the question mark. And secondly, how well, these are civil servants that are generalists. They're recruited into the civil service. They could be working in one department one day and working in this the next. How much expertise and, more importantly, how much training do they have in this area to make these determinations, which are, very important determinations that have a profound effect on somebody's life.
And
I just feel that there will be more challenges of these first instance decisions now that the right of appeal has been removed. And those challenges...
Well, you still have a right of appeal, it's just not an oral... It's just not an oral appeal. And your ability then to challenge that is kind of limited almost to judicial review, which is a kind of... challenge on the facts of the case.
But that's the point, that like the first instance decisions are more likely now to be subject to judicial review than they were, it would seem to me. Now, I could be proven wrong in that regard, but I would expect to see that you're going to see more judicial reviews of the first instance decisions because you don't have a full right of appeal. Because, you know, particularly where it's a credibility finding, where somebody says, oh, I didn't find their demeanour to be credible. Mm. And then then there's no sort of right of an appeal to an independent tribunal anymore if it's a sort of a credibility finding. I think it could be counterproductive. I do think it needs to be speeded up, though I agree with that. But I think that's largely...
You're not sure these reforms will actually speed it up. It's certainly not if the consequence is more judicial reviews.
Exactly. I think that the state has spent vast sums of money accommodating people instead of spending more money in speeding up appeals. But ensuring that, I mean, I've always, or at least, for as long as this has been an issue, I said that, yes, we do need to speed it up, but we do need to ensure that people are treated fairly as well. Mm. And I think part of that fairness was the safeguard of a full appeal and independent appeal before somebody who wasn't sort of an employee of the minister. And even if they're not directly an employee of the minister, there's civil servants that are moved into that department temporarily.
Michael McNamara, independent MEP for Ireland South. Michael, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Spring is in bloom, and so are casino thrills at BetMGM Casino. Play your favorite games like blackjack and roulette with a live dealer. Or check out our exclusive slots like MGM Grand Millions and The Wizard of Oz Over the Rainbow. Only available at BetMGM Casino. Spin on spectacular slot favorites like Cash Eruption, 88 Fortunes, Mystery of the Lamp, Rake and Bacon, Cash Machine, Flintstones, and Squid Game from anywhere. Whether you're taking a walk or waiting for your train to come, you can enjoy the thrills of BetMGM Casino right from the palm of your hand. Download the BetMGM Casino app today and get a piece of the action. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. BetMGM.com for full terms. Games may vary by state. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.